Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thanks for staying with us. So King Mrs. Zulu issued a statement today. Tulasizwe Buthelezi Zulu is King Mrs. Zulu spokesperson, and they have a couple of things that they wanted to relay. And I do want to welcome King Mrs. Zulu spokesperson Tulasizwe Buthelezi Zulu on the line with us. Thank you very much, Baba, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Just to correct you, Pamela, I'm not the spokesperson. I'm the Prime Minister of the Zulu Nation.
Apologies for
Prime
that.
Prime Minister to the King. So if I can just help you there.
Noted, and thank you very much for that notification. The reasons why the King, Mrs. Zulu, decided to issue the statement, one was to commend the IEC and how they conducted themselves with this election, and the other just to request that Indunas in Gauteng as well as in KZN to speak to their constituencies. What was the concern there?
Well, firstly, as you have said, my sister is to applaud the IEC for overseeing elections with queues and queues of voters who came out to exercise their democratic right. And His Majesty the King further applauded all South Africans for the peaceful manner in which they conducted themselves, because we did not hear about any incidents of violence which happened. And that is a reflection of the maturity of our democracy. So His Majesty wants me to convey his appreciation for the way in which South Africans conducted themselves and the high level of tolerance, even during the campaign, and the millions and millions who voted. As you know, KwaZulu-Natal had the highest voter turnout, and the IEC, under enormously difficult conditions, being able to execute this task. So that was His Majesty's first wish. And secondly, to caution those who now want to instigate violence, especially using people who live in the hostels to try and say, you know, the election outcome must be rejected. And in so doing, people must be mobilized to engage in acts of lawlessness. So His Majesty was issuing a word of caution to say, Izinduna, who are a structure of the Zulu Kingdom, should be careful not to allow themselves to be used for such a campaign, and that the law enforcement agencies must be very firm with those who would seek to instigate and foment instability in the aftermath of the elections.
How serious is the threat? In other words, I know that there are social media activities that are warning people of certain things, others who are themselves unhappy. But from where His Majesty is sitting, how serious is this threat?
Well, His Majesty cannot ignore the threats which are coming through, because information was coming through, you know, with statements being made and the type of inflammatory remarks, you know, being made. And His Majesty thought it was incumbent upon him as the leader of the Zulu Nation to call for calm and to request all political leaders in South Africa to accept the outcome of the elections so that the country can move on, so that, you know, the issue of service delivery can continue, because right now the country is on a pause as we wait for governments to be formed. So any unnecessary delay, you know, the people on the ground will suffer unnecessarily because of that delay.
Reverend Buthelezi, in KZN, and you would know the lay of the land much better, how is the mood at the moment?
Well, people have accepted the result. The people which I engage with every day, they feel that the result was a genuine expression of the will of the people. And that is the nature of democracy. That is, after democracy, you know, people express their will in the manner in which they have done at the ballot box. What is important is that we political parties must have the political, you know, maturity to put the country first. And once the election has happened, to put it behind us and move forward. And essentially, His Majesty is the symbol of unity, not only in KwaZulu-Natal, but also outside of KwaZulu-Natal. But he cannot keep quiet when he hears murmurs in some corners of people who want to take us back and people who want to engage in unlawful activity in the name, you know, of saying the results are unacceptable.
Mm. The various political parties, not just one, various political parties have raised issues of credibility with regards to the IEC. They're adamant they're not accepting these results. Is His Majesty considering, particularly those who did quite well in KZN, is he engaging or is he planning to have some engagements with them to, I suppose, calm the waters?
Well, as you know, my sister, His Majesty is above party politics and would not engage himself in the helly-belly of politics. But His Majesty is also aware to say that those who are aggrieved, there are legal processes available which they can use to express their unhappiness at the election results. But certainly, to mobilize people and to instigate violence and to instigate, you know, a state of, a mutiny is not an option which His Majesty accepts and is not an option which His Majesty can keep quiet when certain quarters mobilize people along those lines. So those who are unhappy about the results, I'm sure that our law does allow certain instruments like the Electoral Court and other instruments for them to pursue their grievances further.
So the reason I ask the question is exactly that, to your point that he is above party politics. What seems to be coming through when we engage these political parties is that they don't want to take the avenues of the courts, or at least they are thinking about it. They seem quite aggrieved. But one wondered whether, in your wisdom and His Majesty's wisdom, who and how would we find someone to, I suppose, you know, be a mediator? They say they want to engage, but they don't think that there's room to do that. Just your wisdom on how do you think we can manage what seems to be, yes, there's call for peace, but what seems to be a very uncertain kind of situation?
Well, we are very encouraged, my sister, by the statement which was released by the Archbishop of Cape Town, Archbishop Thabo Makgoba, yesterday on behalf of the South African Council of Churches, where the church has made itself available to mediate in the coalition talks with an aim of providing stability and meaningful, you know, communication between all the parties who are affected. And I think one should really encourage that and encourage Archbishop Makgoba, who has taken a bold step of coming forward to say, as the church, they are willing to get their hands dirty and grapple with the issues with the aim of the parties finding each other. And I think His Majesty's statement also was really such a call to appeal to the individual political leaders to say, try and find each other for the sake of the country.
May I ask, if you don't mind, Reverend Buthelezi Zulu, that we take a quick break, and if you don't mind, I will come back to you as soon as we've done that. Is that okay with you?
Thank you. No, that's fine.
Let's take a quick break. Thank you so much for staying with us. I'm in conversation with the Prime Minister of the King of AmaZulu. I'm speaking to Reverend Thulasizwe Buthelezi Zulu, who's on the line with us. They issued a statement today commending the IEC on a job well done. And they also requested that iziNduna in Gauteng as well as in KZN, please be on the lookout for any inflammatory statements that may not be calling for peace. We've all been seeing this on social media, and the king is concerned himself about some of these activities. So they have issued a statement saying, look, people need to be warned and to be careful. There are avenues if people are disgruntled. But let me bring the Prime Minister back on the line. Thank you very much, Reverend, again, for making time for us. Thank you so much for staying with us.
Thank you very much, Pamela.
In terms of amakhosi on the ground, do they give you some insights as to what they're hearing, apart from what we've been seeing on social media?
Well, by and large, the country has accepted the results, Pamela, as you have seen throughout the country. You know, and amakhosi, for their part, are happy because they encouraged the people under their care to go out and vote, because the right to vote was a right in any case that was fought for by amakhosi, culminating in 1994, where the president of the IFP and the former prime minister of the Zulu nation, Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi, was able to secure the land of the Zulu people under Ingonyama Trust, in a landmark agreement signed by President Mandela and President de Klerk. So amakhosi have a vested interest to ensure that people vote and that people exercise their right, especially because it was a hard-earned right. So by and large, you know, people have accepted the result and people want to move on with their lives. And those who are, you know, raising discordant voices really is out of touch with the reality on the ground.
I want to ask you about what we've been seeing, unfortunately, over the past 24 hours, a tornado hitting KZN, and what you obviously have seen, the impact on the ground, and your sentiments thereof.
Well, I visited the scene this afternoon at around 4 o'clock at Utongati, where I was able to engage with some of the distraught families who really have lost all their belongings, whose homes have been destroyed. And when they describe how it happened literally in a matter of minutes. And the tornado ripped through their homes. And, you know, one would really like to appreciate the KwaZulu-Natal government, which was able to respond very, very quickly, especially the Department of COCTA and the Department of Health, whose nurses worked throughout the night to assist those who had been hurt, taking them to hospitals. And Department of COCTA, that was able to come through with disaster relief supplies. Therefore, it is really, really a traumatic situation, you know, which comes after such a wonderful election, and for us to witness, you know, this disaster, which I myself saw with my own eyes today, was really, really troubling.
I wonder, you know, to what extent there are ongoing conversations between amakhosi, because most of them reside in very rural. I mean, a big part of KZN is quite rural. And we are seeing the effects of climate change, which we are told is climate change, affecting just how, you know, the land has been affected. The weather is affecting the livelihoods of the people in KZN.
You know, these are the conversations Pamela should be having, to say how much is government dedicating towards climate change, both in terms of educating our people, but also in terms of coming up with programs to mitigate against climate change, because it is now no longer a once-off thing. It's a permanent reality. If you look at KwaZulu-Natal since 2021, up until now, for the last 3 years, we have been permanently engaged with these storms and floods and tornadoes. But we do not see a political will of funds being set aside to mitigate against these people, against these disasters. One of the families which we visited today, you know, has built their house less than a kilometer from the sea. You know, and it, because they are destitute and there was no proper housing, they decided to put their home wherever they could. So we do need to, you know, put more focus and attention on the effects of climate change on our rural villages, because they bear the brunt now of the scourge of climate change.
Well, as you said, you know, you saw the devastation. We are only seeing it on visuals on our television screens. So we really are sending out our condolences to the families and those, of course, who've lost their lives there and affected by the tornado yesterday. Really appreciate you giving us the time. Thank you very much, Reverend Thula Sizwe Buthelezi Zulu, who is the King of the AmaZulu's Prime Minister.
Thank you very much.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.